Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we untangle all things housing and educate the curious. If you're looking for some entertainment with some honest, awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it. Well, hello there. Welcome to My Life as a Landlord. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Salisbury, and on today's episode, we're going to visit the fifth content bucket on our podcast. That is Other Salisbury Adventures. And I always have to laugh when I say this, because when you get to stories between Michael and I, you never know what you're going to get. And so I've done a podcast on the rules of the other four content buckets, and that is as a tenant, as a landlord, as a real estate investor, and also as a real estate developer, which are valid content buckets. But Michael and I have been through so many incredible adventures that I can't not include that. I can't not include that in this podcast. We've done some pretty crazy, amazing things. We've had some incredible opportunities, and sometimes they're hard to believe that they weren't set up in advance. Many of the opportunities that we've had, they just sort of appeared. And success is when preparedness meets opportunity. And maybe it's the adventure also. So sometimes these adventures, they're horrific. Sometimes they're terrifying, but there's a lot of laughter, a lot of insanity. Usually food is involved, and at all times, the result is one hell of a story. So I thought I would do our first podcast about the Salisbury Adventures is unwritten rules that whatever we have planned or maybe not planned, but we're ready for an adventure. So let's just jump right into the first rule. Rule number one, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. There's several times where Michael or I have been out of the country and somebody's made a wrong turn, or we've not known the language, or we've traveled through different areas and what was funny in one area was not funny in another area. You have to really be careful what you wish for when you're doing adventures, when you're traveling, or when you're interacting with other people. You've got to make sure that you're respectful always, of course, and especially when you are in other places and other cultures. But rule number one, be careful what you wish for. If you're asking for an adventure, the universe is going to hear you. They're going to give you an adventure, and it very likely will not be what you asked for. It's going to be something else. Rule number two, when you're planning for an adventure, or maybe you're not, try your best to educate yourself in advance. Michael and I have discussed that we might be wanting to take a worldwide cruise. We've been saving some money, and we've discussed maybe we should take one of those long-haul cruises that go almost all the way around the world or partway around the world. I'm a huge Egyptology fan. I love ancient technologies. I think the previous cultures, previous generations that didn't have smartphones were way smarter than us. I find it really interesting. And so when we are educating ourselves with cruises and train trips and Egyptology and just cool places to travel, we often find ourselves looking at YouTube. And while we're looking at YouTube, we'll be looking at the apps on our phones saying, okay, so for example, we'll be watching Mike on Downey Live. That's one of our favorites. And he's traveling across the U.S. on a train called the California Zephyr. Well, I'll be on the Amtrak app going, well, if I was going to take the California Zephyr tomorrow, what would that cost us? What would that look like? What kind of room would we get? Could, you know, do we need a bedroom? Do we want a sleeper? Do we want just some seats? And so we try to educate ourselves, but also during, there was one opportunity that we had when we were in Dublin, Ireland. My uncle had told me the one time, he said, if you go to Dublin, go to Trinity College and see the Book of Kells. Now, when he said that, I didn't know what any of those words meant. None. I just know that Trinity College Book of Kells. Okay, fine. So we threw it in Google, realized that Trinity College was one of the stops on the hop-on, hop-off buses in Dublin. So was the Guinness factory, by the way. And so I said, Mike, we got to go to this Trinity College. We got to do this. And so we get to Trinity College and the line to get in is wrapped around the building. And I just went, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever. So I forget what we did. We went and got a coffee or something. We did something. And I just said, you know, let me pull this up and let me see if there's a way we can get tickets or get a reservation or something that we don't have to stand for hours in this line. So I pull up Trinity College and they go, yeah, you can buy reservations. The next reservation was in, what do you know, 5 minutes, and it was free. Well, okay, sign me up for that. So we got reservations. I walked right up to the front door, bypassed every person in line, showed them my app. Sure enough, we had to, now of course I had to pay for it, same as the people in line, but we didn't have to wait in line. So educate yourself when you are going on some kind of adventure, whether it's at home or abroad. Educate yourself before, during, and very likely after. Make sure that you kind of know where you're going and make sure you've got good cell coverage, things like that. Now, I must tell you, when you go on an adventure abroad, make sure you understand how your cell phone provider provides coverage for you. The last thing you want to do is get a huge bill from your cell phone company because of roaming charges or texting or FaceTiming or whatever you're doing. Make sure you understand what your cell phone provider will include in your current plan. Maybe you need to change your plan. Maybe you need to change your phone. But educate yourself before you leave on phones. So that's a good thing. So rule number one, careful what you wish for. Rule number two, educate yourself as much as you possibly can. Rule number three, be ready to roll. You've got to adapt. It is never going to happen the way you want. And I know this is very similar to rule number one, but it's important. Honestly, be prepared to pivot. Be prepared when you get a flat tire. Be prepared when you miss your train. You need to make sure if you are someone that gets hangry, make sure you have a few granola bars in your backpack. Just understand, like if you know you get cold a lot, make sure you have a very simple, thin beach towel that you can wrap yourself up. If you happen to get in a bus station or a train or something that you're cold, that you can wrap up in. These are the kind of little bit of a trick that you've got to know, but you've got to be able to roll with whatever comes your way. You ask for an adventure, you never know what you're going to get. One of the other things is when you are educating yourself and you're going on an adventure, in particular and abroad, this is just an aside, you need to make sure you have educated yourself on some of the tricks and traps of tourists. Tourists very likely are standing out like sore thumbs. Right now I'm operating on Maui and I can spot a tourist a mile away. I can spot them from their attitude, their rental car, how white they are. Usually they're not sunburned, or maybe they are really sunburned, so they've already been here a couple days, but you can spot them just with mannerisms. When you go to another country, you're no different. The locals will be able to spot you, and make sure you are aware of some of the tricks that you might be pickpocketed. There is a safety issue here. You want to make sure that you're being smart as you can. And with social media these days, YouTube channels and Instagram, TikTok, all these things, there are lots of people who have traveled and are video logging where you are likely going to be. And they're probably going to tell you at least a few pointers on how to avoid having an issue, having a problem. They're going to tell you some of the lessons learned. So that could be part of, you know, educate yourself before you go while you're there. But it's all part of it, but you've got to adapt. I've lost my wallet when I was traveling abroad. It was absolutely awful, but I had to figure out what was I going to do? How do I cancel my credit cards? How do I get a new ID? All of these things. But in all of it, you've got to remind yourself that this is all part of the adventure. Now, for those of you listening to my podcast, at the very end of each podcast, I always do a call to action. Mike and I have had many adventures and will continue to have adventures. One thing that we do that I'm going to challenge you to do is keep a journal. Write in your journal. You're going to feel things, you're going to see things, you're going to do things, and you're going to react in ways that you did not expect. And if you journal on these adventures, especially every day, or if you've got some downtime, even for 5 minutes, that is so powerful when you get home and people want to know what you did, what you saw, what you learned, what you felt. Even 20 years later, you will be able to show them the journal. How do I know this? As a midshipman, I traveled to Star City, Moscow. I kept a journal religiously. Religiously, I wrote in it 2 or 3 hours every single night, and I was only there for 10 days. And I saw some amazing things. I was shocked at some of the monuments that were there. I was shocked by the really long escalators going down into the subway, which turned out to be fallout shelters. Some of the stuff, it was just jaw-dropping, but it's all in my journal. And even today, I still have that journal of when I traveled to Moscow, and I can still read it now going, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about things. And I'm no artist, but I tried really hard to draw some of the pictures and some of the, like, for example, the jacks. They have anti-tank jacks. And anybody who's been around any kind of war, anything, will recognize these jacks. Well, they have some of these jacks in, somewhere in Moscow. I forget where it was, but I remember just being in awe driving by these jacks and then going down this huge escalator, knowing that if World War III had happened and, you know, a nuclear weapon had gone off in Moscow, that the population was trained to go to the subway as a fallout shelter. All of that became incredibly real for me, soberingly real. As a result, I have this incredible memory and I have all of these reactions in my journal. So I encourage you, when you are traveling, even if you're traveling in your home country, that's cool, but also make sure you keep a journal. Really record everything you're seeing, doing, feeling. The lessons learned that you take from your adventures will be priceless decades after you do them. And that's it for our first podcast, The Rules on the Other Salisbury Adventures. Be careful what you wish for, educate yourself, and then be ready to roll.
Thank you for joining us this week. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit our website at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. If you're looking for educational resources for getting into real estate investing, becoming a landlord, or even a better tenant, then I have a page on my website to get you started. Looking for a solution to the pickle that you're in? I have suggestions for that too. You can throw your situation on my Facebook group, My Life as a Landlord, and let our community help you with solutions also. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can either subscribe right now in the app you're listening to this podcast on, or you can sign up at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.